Kind of a strange gospel, huh? What does the word woe mean? I know what I mean. So if you're riding a horse and you want it to stop, what do you say? Whoa! If you're going to run into a wall because you're running too fast and you're going to hit it, what do you say? Whoa! If you get ink all over your hands, what do you say? Whoa! It means to stop doing it or to stop doing something. So Jesus is basically telling a group of people to stop and stop doing something and start looking about it. What Jesus is asking us, and the other reading is asking us, is to do something that's a little bit harder that we forget to do. We know God wants us to be good. We know that. He doesn't want us to be lying or stealing or talking bad about people. But he also wants us to be good to each other. And that's what this gospel is trying to focus on, and these readings are trying to focus on, to be good to each other. Not just to be good, but to be good to each other as well. And for that, I got to tell you about my daughter, Kelly. Kelly's my youngest, and she's a bit of a piggy, okay? She's kind of sloppy. She leaves her clothes laying all over the floor. She doesn't make her bed because she would say, oh, I'm going to sleep on it tomorrow, so why do I have to make it today? Does anybody ever say that? Yeah, I bet I do that. And she kind of leaves her messy. Kitchen is messy. Everything's messy. She loses things all the time. She loses her driver's license. She loses her wallet. She forgets where she puts her car keys. She doesn't know where things are. We find them all over the place. So Kelly's kind of like lazy a little bit like that. And it was hard for me to tell her she's lazy because I'm her dad. And every time you would tell your kids something, they think you're like yelling at them. You don't think that when your parents are telling you something that do, you don't think that, well, they love me and they just want me to be better. You think, ah, quit picking on me. So that's why it was hard for me. And every time I told Kelly, Kelly, pick up your mess, she would say, Dad, leave me alone. And then I realized that a lot of the things that was bothering, and I was bothered by Kelly, is the same problem that I have. I used to be kind of sloppy. I wouldn't make my bed. I would throw my clothes on the floor. But then I got married. That changes everything, let me tell you. And the two things that bothered my wife the most was leaving clothes around. Like I would take my socks off and just put them wherever and leave my shoes right. You could almost see like where I was. Just follow the clothes. And the second thing she hated was she hated that I didn't push the chair into the table after I would eat and stuff. I'd leave it out there. So every time she'd walk by, she would have to push the chair back into the table. It's been 10 years since my wife died, and even this morning, as I pushed the table, the chair back in, I thought of her today. Because I normally didn't do those things. So what God is kind of telling us is that when we love somebody, like I love my wife, you do things for them without even thinking. I didn't think my wife was mad at me or I didn't think she was yelling at me when she was asking me to do these things. I did them because I loved her. And God is telling us not only are we supposed to love him, but we're supposed to love each other. He said, love God and love your neighbor. And when you love your neighbor, when you love each other, you don't pick on each other. You don't look for what's wrong with each other. You don't bully each other. You don't ignore each other. Everybody is supposed to be the same to you. What our gospel says today is there was people that Jesus knew that they thought they were better than other people. And when they saw somebody do something wrong, they said, well, at least I'm not like that bad person over there. I'm better than that. And Jesus says that's not loving your neighbor. The truth is what's real. When we say we want to live the truth, we want to live what's real. And the truth for Kelly was that I wanted her to be a little bit cleaner. And the real truth was I should be a little bit cleaner too. So what Jesus is saying is that when we see something wrong with somebody else, instead of pointing it out at them, we should be looking back at ourselves and saying, what's wrong with me? I'm kind of like that too. So if we get mad at somebody for what they do, most of the time, it's because we have that same problem ourselves. And God tells us, it's not good enough to just be good. It's not good enough. What he wants us to do is good to each other. So what I want you to do is, we got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You got 3 more days of school left. I want you to not focus on, and it'll sound funny, but I don't want you to focus on being good. I don't want you to worry about being good. I want you for the next 3 days to be good to each other. Don't worry about whether you're good or bad. I want you to worry about how you're good to each other. So if you've not been talking to somebody because you don't like them, say hello to them. Be a little bit kinder to each other. Look for things that you can do to help each other. Try being good to each other for the next 3 days. Work on that and see if you aren't better yourself anyway. Because God says he wants us to love him, but we also want to love each other. And the best way we show we care about each other is to be kind and good to each other. So every time you start thinking in these next 3 days, I'm better than that person, I want you to stop and think about it for a second. Because that's not what Jesus wants. And he would be saying woe to you if you felt that way.